Let's sing.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel aid. On earth is not his equal. And though this world with evil filled should threaten woe unto us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also.
Next song will be number 378. We'll sing the first, second, and fourth verse. Let's sing.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness fails his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Number 12 in the blue book, number 12. All day long of Jesus I am singing. He my song of joy will ever be.
King, and oh, I dearly love him. He is my King, no other is above him. All day long in raptured praise I sing. He is my Savior, he's my King. Streams of love around my soul are flowing. From his heart, love's everlasting spring. That is why my faith in him I'm showing. That is why an endless song I sing. He's my King, and oh, I dearly He's my King, no other is above him. All day long in raptured praise I sing. He's my Savior, he's my King. In his light I'm going home to glory. With the souls who trust his saving grace, going home to sing and tell his story in the blessed sunshine of his face. He's my King, and oh, I dearly love him. He's my King, no other is above him. Praise I sing. He's my Savior, he's my King.
Next song will be number 249.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to we pour
Next song will be number 230. 230. This world is not my home. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Next song will be number 480, 480, Dare to Stand Like Joshua. If it's convenient, will you please stand for the singing of this song?
We are bound for Canaan land, tenting by the way. Who shall lead us on the road? Choose your king today. Dare to stand like Joshua. Dare to say the word. As for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. When the dark Red Sea of doubt billowed in our way, then every way, so He will today. Dare to stand like Joshua, dare to say the word. As for me and for my house, we will serve just before us. Jordan rolls just across the way. We can safely
trust the Lord, he shall lead today. Dare to stand like Joshua. Dare to say the word. As for me, please be seated. Next song will be from the supplement, number 141 from the supplement. We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is a great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before his throne. We will worship him in righteousness. We worship him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to him we give. Alleluia to the King of Kings. Alleluia to the Lamb. Alleluia to the Lord of great I Am.
Number 486, 486. Let us sing. Not all earth's gold and silver can make a sinner whole. What shall it profit thee, O man, if thou shouldst lose thy soul? What shall it profit a man? What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole and lose his own soul? This solemn question answer is worldly gain thy goal. Can fleeting riches be compared to an immortal soul? What shall it profit a man? What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Number 696. Let us sing.
Why did the Savior heavenly and come to earth below, where men his grace would not receive? Because he loves me so. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so. Why did the Savior
my temptation know. Why teach and toil and plead and pray? Loves me so. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. This I know. He gave himself to die for me because he loves me so. Why fill the garden's dreadful dross? Why through his trials go? Why suffer death upon the cross? Because he loves me so. He loves me. This I know. He gave himself to die for me because he loves me so.
Number 607, the 25th Psalm.
To thee I lift my soul, O Lord, I trust in thee. My God, let me not be ashamed, nor
number 513, number 513, Psalm 104.
Forever, may the...
Sorry about that. It's in the tune of O Worship the King. Let us sing.
Forever, may the Lord's glory stand. The Lord shall touches mountain, the smoke. give. My thoughts about him will sweet pleasure afford, for I am rejoicing each day in the Lord. Consumed from the earth, let sin.
Number 501, tune is Rock of Ages.
God be merciful to me, on thy grace I rest my plea, in thy vast abounding grace, my transgressions all erase. Wash me wholly from my sin, cleanse from every ill within. For my sins before me rise, ever present to my eyes. I have sinned against thee alone. In thy sight this evil done, that thy judgment may be clear, and thy sentence just appear. From my sins hide thou thy face, my iniquities erase. O my God, renew my heart, and a spirit right impart. Cast me not away from thee, nor my spirit take from me. Give salvation's joy again, and a willing mind sustain. In thy perfect ways I'll show, that transgressors them may know. Open thou my lips, O Lord, then my mouth shall praise
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Trevor, for putting this together. And thank you to all the men who've led us in our worship this morning. Please open your Bibles, if you would, to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. In our Wednesday night adult class, we've been going through the book of Genesis. And we have, for the last few weeks, been looking at the account dealing with the flood. And we will wrap up this coming Wednesday some of the things that follow immediately after the flood. I want us to look at a text very quickly in 1 Peter chapter 3, in which the Apostle Peter, through the Holy Spirit, makes reference to that and an application to those who would put their faith in Jesus Christ. Verse 18 says, "For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which also he went and made proclamation to the spirits now in prison, who once were disobedient when the patience of God kept waiting in the days of Noah during the construction of the ark, in which a few, that is eight persons, were brought safely through the water. Corresponding to that, baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is at the right hand of God, having gone into heaven after angels and authorities and powers had been subjected to him. And I was reading from the New American Standard Version. A few things that I'd call to your attention there as we think about this. Having described the suffering of Christ and the sacrifice that he offered for us, the apostle talks about a way by which, like the salvation that Noah and his family experienced, we too can experience a salvation. And I call to your attention that in this text, it very powerfully points out that this may happen just as it did with them through water. And that water is not the waters of a worldwide flood, but rather the waters of baptism. So many in our world misunderstand and would suggest baptism has nothing to do with salvation. But here the Apostle Peter makes it very clear in words that no one could argue with, baptism now saves you. Now, that doesn't mean that it's magic water. Instead, the apostle points out very clearly, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus. The power is in the resurrection of Christ. But when one is buried with Christ, as Paul would put it in his writings, one is put in a position in which their sins may be washed away. The way that Peter puts it here is so profound. It is an appeal to God for a good conscience. If baptism is that appeal, that request, then doesn't it make it very clear that if you and I have not been baptized into Christ, we haven't made that request through our burial with Christ in the waters of baptism, by which baptism can now save us. We too, like Noah and his family, can be saved through water. And I ask you this morning, have you been baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins? If not, all things are ready and prepared. We could hear your confession of faith. We could encourage you in your repentance. If as a child of God, you have not been obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, then what hinders you? You need to return back and to do what the Bible teaches. You need to not abide in sin. And as your brothers and sisters in Christ, we stand ready to encourage you. Won't you come while we stand and sing?
Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for him to have his way with thee. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save you so that you need never fall? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for him to have his way with thee. Would you in his kingdom find a place of constant rest? Would you prove him true, his providential test? Would you in his service labor always at your best? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood
blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for him to have his way with